I don't understand this machine.
But it's Wednesday night and we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Is this a Wednesday night Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So again, it's the third shiur in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning Hilchos Challah still. We're not exactly learning what we're supposed to, because it takes time to read the words and explain them. We'll have to make two adars. You know, it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin says reasons why a Beis Din makes two adars. One of the reasons is that we didn't finish Kitzur Shulchan Aruch yet. We said we could do it in a year, so we have to make two adars, so we have more time. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I'm glad everyone is open with a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're in Siman Lamed Hey, and we're learning Sif Vav. We'll go over Sif Vav. Hosa Esav, you make a dough, Kedei Levashla, and your intention when you make the dough is to cook it, to fry it, or the tagna, Mafrishim Renachala below Bracha, because that's a Shaila, the Machlokas, we've shown him. When you make the dough, your intention. Now, if you go ahead and bake it at the end, you have to make a bracha. We're talking about if you intended to cook or fry it, and that's what you did, so you take off challah without a bracha. V'yem'osin lefos k'tzas mimeno, if you made the dough, and even just part of the dough, not even a sheer challah, but part of the dough you intend to break, then you make a bracha ready too. This is based on the shittas in the sugyas. What? There's no shear. I mean, how much you're going to bake? You'll bake a kazayas. I don't know. No. You have a shear challah in the whole dough, but you intend to cook and fry most of it. You take challah without a bracha. If you intend to bake even a small portion of it, even if that small portion that you intend to bake does not have a shear challah, but you make a bracha on the whole challah, on the challah you take over the whole dough. Okay, Siv Zayim. Imo Isa Nilosh Bebeitzim O Beshomei Peiros. Okay, Yesh Kama Sveikos. Okay, there's water, we all know water. And then the Mishnayos and Shas talks about seven mashkim, seven things that are technically, halachically, legally, halachically called liquids. You have water, dew, wine, oil, yad shochat dom is the simon for the seven mashkim. And then you have things which are orange juice, or eggs, like the liquid part of the eggs. So these are not technically mashkim. So the question is, in the poskim, in the rishonim, if you need a dough, not with water, but with meperos, not with any of the seven mashkim, do you have to take challah? That's a shaila. Another shaila is that it's not machshir to be mekabel tumah. Right? Food to be mekabel tumah needs something called hechsher. It has to become fit to be mekabel tumah. It becomes fit by getting wet at one point in its existence. Rain doesn't count if it's growing on a tree, because it's mechubel lekarka. To be mukhshar lekabel tumah, it has to already be tolush min hakarka. Now, meperos is not machshir lekabel tumah. Now you can end up with the worst of both worlds. If you need a dough with just eggs, no water at all, so you have to take off challah without a bracha, because the suffix involved. Because maybe you do, because it's a shaila if you do or not, so you do. And you do it without a bracha, because maybe you don't. But you know what you're now holding? You're now the proud owner of challah tahora. Because it was never mukhshar lekabel tumah, very possibly. I mean, the dough, the wheat, the flour, maybe our flour, you won't say that, because we have bleached flour. So the bleached flour always touched water, so it always underwent the hechsher process. But if you have like raw flour, regular flour from a mill, that never got wet from when you picked the wheat, so you're now, oh, but now for sure it got wet. You needed the dough. But if you needed the dough with eggs or with May Paris, with orange juice, then it was not Mukhshar Lekabel Tumah. It's not Mekabel Tumah. You could be the most Tomei Dika person in the world, and you're touching this dough left and right. It's not Mekabel Tumah if it never became wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin. So what are you going to do now with challah? Koyan can't eat it because he's Tomei. Tomei Koyan can't eat challah. You can't burn it. You're not allowed to burn challah that's Tahora. We burn our challah because it's Tomei, because we were Matami it when we touched it. But so what are you going to do? So you're really stuck. So that's why, don't do it. Without any water whatsoever, because it's not clear if you have to take challah or not. So maybe you do, and now you have a problem that you have challah tahora. When you need the dough, you have to make sure you have at least a little water there. Now this solves both problems. Even with a little water, you are mechuyev in challah and you make a bracha, and it becomes mukhshal lekabel tumah. So you solve both issues once you did that. So challah, a little milk maybe. We learned the halakhas of dairy bread in a later siman. Odvash dvorim, honey, but not date honey, but bee honey. O yayin, o shemen zayas, these are all from the Shiva Mashkin. Those mafrishin mimena challah bebracha. There are some shitas that you have to have water to make a bracha, which is, I mean, that's the norm. No one's going to need a dough nowadays. I mean, I don't know. You might have just made payroll, so you have to make sure to put in a little water. Sifches, mitzvah of freshes challah, shaycha leisha balabaya. She owns the mitzvah. That's one of her mitzvahs. Adlokas aner, challah, and tayos mishpocha. This is, she's in charge. Achem leisha ain't a bebeisa. Let's say she's not home. V'yesh lochush kibaot shetovo to skalkol isa. It'll spoil, and you can't take challah anymore. Ozichola gam ha-meshoreses, a maid, or if it's a Jewish maid, not a guy, it has to be Jewish, or ademacher la-afrish, because there's an umdunu that she wants, and really anybody can do it. It's sort of a minig, it's a little stronger than a minig, but it's basically a minig that she does it, so if she's not around, anybody can do it. Siftes, a very famous difference between Chal and Chutz Loretz, which is the Rabbonon, and Chal and Eretz Yisrael. Shokach lahafrish Chal be'erev Shabbos, which can happen. People make Chal erev Shabbos and they can forget to be mafrish Chal. Now you can't be mafrish Chal on Shabbos. It's called tikkun. You're fixing it, and it's tikkun that's also. So, Chutz La'aretz, there's a kula, they allowed a certain leniency in Chutz La'aretz challah, which is you can eat it and leave over a piece at the end that you'll declare it to be challah after Shabbos, and then you'll burn it. So you can eat it, having in mind to leave over a piece at the end. You can do that only in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz oichlin b'Shabbos, you can eat it on Shabbos. U'manicha chaticha achas. Now, Kitzur Shavanoch does. Oh, he does speak it out. Utzvicha shotei chaticha kedei lahafrish mimena chala v'yishor mimena ot chulin. The beina shiu shireni korn. You have to leave over a piece that's a bit bigger than what you're going to make chala, because there's a din by chala as there is by truma. There's many, many, many similarities between chala and truma. That when you take chala or truma, you can't make the whole batch into truma. You can't make the whole batch of fruit into truma. You have to leave over something. You can give as much as you want, but you have to leave over. Then it's called, you took from the batch, you took truma. You were mafresh truma. So the etzim loshen, and it's learned down from apostle, you can't make the whole thing truma. It has to be, I'm taking truma from this. And the same with challah. So if you're eating the challah first, the chali, eating the challah bread first, and you're leaving over at the end to make it and declare it to be challah after Shabbos, but you have to leave over a little more than you plan on being mafresh, because that fresh is only going to be good if there's something left over after your mafresh. That's what the kids of Shulchan Aruch are saying. That's assume it means that we grew in Chutz La'aretz, although there's a machlokes tanoim about that. But assume it grew in Chutz Laretz. So you buy flour in Chutz Laretz, it's usually. No, that's Mechuyev, Medir Isa. That everybody's molded. If it becomes the dough here, then you're Mechuyev, Medir Isa. It's a Machlokas also, but that's how we paskin. Let me finish up. What? Yeah. Okay, but the minig is to take a kazayas. He's just telling you, whenever you plan on taking, make sure there's a little more left over. Make sure that you're leaving over enough that you'll take challah and there'll be left over. He's telling you a requirement. You can't make the whole thing challah. That's the din I talked. Shiure nikar, and you need leftover. It should be obvious after you take the challah or the truma. What do you do on Erev Pesach? Now you can't do this in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they were not so lenient. It's with your eyes, so you're stuck. And you take a stock, and nothing you can do. So when you bring challah to the table, and then your wife goes, "Oh no! I think I forgot to take challah." You thank Hashem that she remembered before you ate it. That's all. So there's nothing you can do about it. You go to a neighbor and you borrow challah. What? That doesn't matter. If it became a dough here, you're mechuyev with your isa with all of the stringencies. Yeah.
And if you made the broth,
you don't know what to do then. You, nothing. You're not allowed to eat it. It's tevel. It's mamish tevel. B'miso, mish b'day shemayim. So you made a bracha levatol, and you'll do tshuva. And, I don't know. You're a shoygeg. You're an ones. Whatever it is. I once made al natila shadayim, and I opened up my lunch bag, and there was no bread in it. So I wanted to run over to Ari Stern's house and get a piece of bread, but I think it's a hefsek anyway. Like I was Messiah Klaus already. And I would have to go, I would have said, "Can I have a piece of bread, please?" There, to be more makbid, it's not a joke. You have to do tshuva. Hashem brought to your hands a bracha levatala. You're an ones probably, but you have to realize that elokimina liyado, and you have to learn something from it. Erev Pesach shcholios b'Shabbos. Now, if this happened on Erev Pesach, you're in trouble because obviously you're eating Erev Pesach in the morning, chali bread, and you can't leave over to burn it at night. You can't leave it. So what are you going to do? B'shachu v'hafresh chalam and achalu shachu l'kavet Shabbos. Yechus emavucha gedola. What do you do? Because you just take off. You can't leave over chametz to be around. So it's not clear. He says, do me a favor, remember to take challah if you have Erev Pesach Shabbos. I can tell Kaddish Lizov Erev Shabbos Ula Havskir, just make sure you remember Allah Freshos Challah. Vayim L'kamen Soif Simen Kuf Tezvod, that L'maisa, the Magen Avraham says that you should give it to a goy. Before the Zman Yisrach HaMetz, you give it to a goy. And let's let the goy do with it whatever he's going to do with it. What?
Flush it down the toilet.
I don't know if you're allowed to treat it with bazillion. It's a problem.